You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, I have my old mate, Bruce, back from the United States. G'day, Bruce. How are you?
Hello, Simon, my old friend. Greetings to you Kiwis out there from Maryland. We have a gorgeous day. It's about 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, you guys use centigrade, and I have no idea what a gorgeous day in centigrade is, but it's low humidity, the sun is shining, the blue skies, white clouds.
It's quintessential America by the sound of it. You're doing a sales job on us.
And you're moving into winter, so it is so weird to be on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, well, if you're at 75 Fahrenheit, that's about 23 Celsius. That's a nice day in spring or summer here in New Zealand as well. Although we have in Auckland, where I'm based, lots of humidity. That's what does us. It's like maybe DC type weather. That humidity is what we don't like.
Oh, nobody likes it. It's oppressive and ugly. You just stand there and sweat.
Hey, well, before I get your take, obviously there's been breaking news in the last few days around Hunter Biden, but we got some great feedback last week on your coming on to the show. People were noting they've loved your voice. They're looking forward to hearing more about the states. But one person sent a question asking, what are primaries? Because this is something we don't have in New Zealand. Well, we talk about primaries, a Kiwi would think about primary school. But you were talking about primaries in politics. So you might just answer that. Well, can you answer that for listeners?
Sure, of course. Well, you in New Zealand, you guys have multiple parties. And so I don't know how your contest works. But as how we work is we've got two parties. We've got the Republicans and we've got the Democrats. And there's an occasional third party. But overall, it's Republicans and Democrats. And instead of at an election to vote for everybody, they narrow it down. They'll have like four or five people in the Democrats and four or five in the Republicans, or sometimes it's a single person, doesn't matter. And so they just, it's the first step, I guess. And then the winner of that race then becomes the candidate of that party. Does that follow?
And then it does.
And we are at the United States, so each state has its own way of electing its representatives, senators, whatever. Mostly the same, but there are variations on the theme. But overall, it's a whole bunch of people vying for one spot, and instead of the left and the right doing it on the big day, they do it individually, and then the winner of those, it's kind of like a playoff in a sports game. Like if you're in, what do you call it, the black shirts?
Oh, the All Blacks.
The All Blacks. So the All Blacks, they go into playoffs. They go into the playoffs. It's like the playoffs, and then you have your first round of the playoffs, and then the second round, and then finally you go to the championship. Same thing.
That makes sense. And well, I hope that answers the listener's question. And we'll have to come back to the states element too.
Sure. The states element, well, today there were like three or four primaries going on. There's one in Arizona. I think there's one in Pennsylvania. And they are vying for members of the House of Representatives. They're looking for members if there's an empty seat in the Senate. They're looking at primaries for both. It's pro forma now that Biden and Trump are going to be the two candidates. But sometimes there's a third party or somebody else will come up. There are county councils, city councils, school boards. Each state, we're the United States, so each state runs its own. Congress, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, well, it's like sort of 50 or so New Zealands. We're one little country, which means we have, if you will, one state. But yeah, you're a whole collection of them. But actually, speaking of the states, you mentioned Trump and Biden. As I say, the news is out now. Hunter Biden, he seems to be in big trouble.
He does. Hunter was up on gun charges, and it's a lot more serious than that goofy case that Trump had over a bookkeeping. This is a gun, and Hunter was. Everybody knows about he was addicted to crack cocaine, and so he decided one day he'd walk in and buy a gun, and on the form it says, "Are you an addict, a drug addict?" And he said no, on a federal form. And that's a crime because he was, and he admitted it in so many words on this laptop from hell that has now resurfaced and is seriously in play. So Hunter's guilty. Now it's a question of what happens next. He's got another big trial, even a bigger one, in September. On tax charges, and he didn't pay an awful lot of taxes, and that has teeth.
So what's this all? I mean, it's relatively new, of course, but and we won't know how long for prison or not. But what impact's this going to have on his father, if anything? You think?
Nothing, probably not. Joe Biden, President Biden, has said that he will not, he has the power, but he will not pardon his son. To be determined. Right now, he's been convicted, so we'll have to, he could be on his way out the door or something, because his poll numbers, President Biden's poll numbers, are the lowest in American history for any president running for office. He's down to 37.2, which is lower than what Jimmy Carter was.
That's serious.
It's only 37.2% of the people thinks he's the best candidate for the job. So we'll see.
Well, I have to say, I don't know how much you guys follow the D-Day stuff. So quite a big thing, certainly over here. We follow it. I mean, Biden... He looked terrible. I'm sorry to say this about your president, but at the D-Day commemorations, he looked absolutely terrible. I mean, is this what Americans are picking up as well, or am I biased in some way?
It's embarrassing. It truly is embarrassing. When the 100-year-old veteran, this is a joke, but the 100-year-old veteran asks the president if he wants a seat. He's just doddering. He looks old. He is old. Obviously, losing his cognitive abilities for the hardest job on the planet. I think what they wanted to do was make him look like Reagan, with Reagan's marvelous speech in the early 80s, the Point Hawk speech, probably one of the best presidential speech ever. And Biden just bumbled it. And then his hobbling, just shuffling like somebody's great-grandfather over to do whatever he's going to do. And then there's some blowback that Jill Biden, she flew back and forth twice. She went to Normandy, and then she went to Hunter's trial, and then got on a plane and flew back to Normandy again for the state dinner in Paris.
Oh, gosh. But it sounds like she's not the only one in trouble. The British PM, I see, is in big trouble, Rishi Sunak, because he left the commemorations early.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. You know, there's such green energy and everything is, you know, low carbon and be this and save those. You know, he's cut off everything. And then it looks very bad for Jill to take Air Force, you know, whatever it is. Two trips across the pond, as it were, where she could have just, you know, got a charter jet or something. So I don't know.
And what's then happening for old Trump? Are they still I don't know, debriefing on his court case and his guilty verdict?
No, actually, it seems to have revitalized him. He has raised more money. He's raised almost $50 million just since the conviction came down. People are just, I think they've had enough. And that Yeah. No, he's revitalized. He's out. He was in San Francisco. He's going to the belly of the beast. You know, the Democrats being a Republican. He was in the Bronx, which is, you know, he lost by 90 points or something ridiculous in the Bronx for presidency. And then he was over in San Francisco last week or just a couple of days ago doing the same thing. So who knows?
Who knows? We'll find out in a few months. I've been following a bit of the, is it Congress as well? They've been grilling old Fauci as well around all the COVID stuff. Is that making much impact over there? Because they're really having a crack at him that he made up. It seems like he made up a whole lot of rules, which didn't have much backing. Mm-hmm. But is that something of new note?
Fauci. Dr. Fauci. You know, he left the public eye January 1st. This is the first we've seen him at the congressional hearings last week. You know, nobody paid any attention. I mean, yeah, they were on. And yes, he did a lot of bad stuff. And it's pretty obvious yet dubious as to whether he did a bunch of cover-ups or was it the gain of function. It's generally understood now that gain of function happened in the lab. It was a lab leak. There was nothing going on in a wet market. But obfuscation in the government and, you know, committees. As long as you got a committee, you can't blame anybody in particular. So, and their little code words and things. So I don't know if it'll ever come to anything. So yeah, Fauci came and went. Right now, the big thing is in 2 weeks, we're going to have a presidential debate between Biden and Trump on June 27th. And that's going to be where the rubber hits the road, if you will.
It'll be massive.
Conviction and, is what?
It'll be massive, says me.
Yes. Yes, and CNN, who are partial to Biden, are moderating. So, you know, we've got about 2 weeks, and I think that might be the audition for Biden. Can he do it? Can he stand there and talk without notes in a debate setting for, 2 hours, I guess? Yeah, everybody knows Trump can do it. He won't stop talking.
No. Isn't Trump asking for a drug test?
He's asking. I don't know if we'll get it or not.
And so what else is, because I'll have to keep rolling and leave you to that lovely Maryland evening. But is there other news? What else is capturing Americans' attention?
Little bit of news. The blip on the radar screen right now is the new female basketball star, Caitlin Clark, member of the Women's National Basketball Association. We call it the WNBA. She is godlike, some would say. But she's not going to the Olympics on the American team, and a lot of people think she deserves it. The league says no, she hasn't paid her dues as much. I don't know what Brittany Griner's going to do. I don't think she's on the team. She's had enough of her politics with her Russian thing and drugging. What else is? You know, I've been curious. I've known you forever, and being a member of Parliament, we call with all these elections our representatives, we all have titles, representative Collins, representative, you know, whatever. What do they call you? Are you MP? Are you member of Parliament? Are you, you're honored,
people call me
sir, you're what?
People call me all sorts of names. We don't have the... we don't. So there's no titles, really. When you are a member of Parliament, people will call you MP. If you become a minister, so you might think of those as the secretaries. When you become a minister, you take on the title honourable. But by and large, most members of Parliament don't have titles. And importantly as well, Bruce, we don't keep them. So in America, as you know better than I do, once you're a president, you'll always be, in this case, President Trump or President Biden.
We love titles. Americans love titles.
You know, yeah, well, we don't mind them. We've got our dames and sirs, but no, most MPs, we don't have a formal title, and we don't take any title with us. So you go in as Simon, you're known as the NMP, and then you leave as Simon, and so that's the Kiwi way.
Oh, there was something about the Fauci that came up, was the 6-foot rule that the world grabbed hold of, you know, 6 foot during the quarantine and everything else, was totally made up. It's an arbitrary, there is absolutely zero science behind the 6 foot rule. I think that's the biggest thing that came out of those latest hearings.
Oh, I think it's just one other thing, actually, which is frustrating. I know people down here as well, that rules were just made up, forced on people, told it was the science. And as you pointed out, there was none. There was none.
No, it's never happened before. They were just making it up.
Bruce, I'm going to leave you to that wonderful Maryland evening. I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
I'm having Maryland blue crabs tonight, which is the wonderful blue crabs, Maryland. That's what we're known for. I guess that's it.
We'll talk again soon.
I'm just totally thrilled to be doing this, and you guys out in all you Kiwis out there. If you've got questions, anything at all, let me know, and we'll talk about it.
Good man. Thank you, Bruce.
Okay. Simon, good on you, man. Or good on you, mate, I guess.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.